Hey, everybody, that was amazing. Hey, is Pastor Shabelli? Oh, you may be seated. Is Pastor Shabelli here? Pastor Shabelli, where are you? Oh, yeah, so Marilyn, she's the best song leader ever, right? I'm just saying. And this is Ben, by the way, from Inspiration Community Church. Let's give him a hand. He's great to have me here. Hey. Oh, yeah, probably right now. That'd be good. So, we're here.
Aquí estamos.
Right? I mean, this is about as basic as it gets. We are here.
Eso es lo más básico.
And estamos we aquí. Couldn't be in a better place, I think.
Y no podríamos estar en un mejor lugar.
Was that amazing last night?
Eso fue tremendo anoche.
I mean, you think about it. It's
Piénselo.
Amazing. Like
Asombroso.
To see those flags.
Esas banderas que vimos.
And what they represent.
Y lo que representan.
This is pretty amazing. You know, I was thinking last night
Pensado
as I was
anoche,
standing with this man,
parado al lado de este hombre,
taking advantage
aprovechando
of the steps,
de los pasos,
you know, taking a look at everybody from up above,
o mirando
out front.
A todos desde arriba, afuera,
and I took some pictures.
Y sacamos fotos,
and this thought came to my head.
Y entró en mi cabeza este pensamiento.
I was wondering, was Elijah jealous of Elisha?
Si Eliseo tenía celos contra Elías.
That he got to do twice as many miracles.
Que él pudo hacer dos veces más en cuanto a los milagros.
I'm just wondering.
Me preguntaba.
And then I was wondering, were the disciples that died before the Apostle Paul?
Entonces también pensaba en cuanto a los discípulos que murieron antes del apóstol Pablo.
Were they jealous?
Tenían celos.
And saying, hey,
diciendo,
why is that
Oye,
guy getting all the credit?
Porque él tiene todo, todos los méritos.
Right? Because Paul did so much.
Porque Pablo hizo tanto.
And I was thinking about this other guy.
Y pensaba también acerca de otro hombre.
And I got to say, this is
necesito
like,
decir que esto
I'm manipulating the schedule
estoy manipulando
a little bit right now.
Un poco.
That's what they get for putting me in charge, even for a
Entonces,
minute.
Entonces, cuando me pongan en cargo, aún por un minuto, eso es los resultados.
Yeah, right. It's praise the Lord. There's this guy.
Hay un hombre.
Who I met, I think, in 1980.
A quien conocí en el año 1980.
And I wrote a letter to him as part of my class and missions.
Yo le escribí una carta como tarea de mi clase de misiones.
I had to write to a missionary.
Entonces tuvimos que escribir un misionero.
And he wrote me back.
Y me devolvió a escribir.
From a boat.
From where?
From a boat.
Desde un
a
bote,
ferry.
Una lancha.
Going from Finland to Sweden.
De Finlandia a Suiza.
And then I got to meet him later on.
Y lo conocí después.
And in some ways, this man has been discipling me ever since.
Y en alguna forma, este hombre me ha estado disciplinando, tratando como discípulo desde entonces.
And I look at what happened last night.
Y vi lo que pasó anoche.
And I thank God.
Y doy gracias
Amen.
A Dios.
And
Amen.
I thank you guys
y doy gracias a ustedes
for all
también
the hard work that this ministry has done over the years.
El trabajo que ha hecho este ministerio.
And we've done it in love. Amen.
Y lo hemos hecho en amor.
And I was just thinking, like, wow, what an honor to see this thing.
Y pensaba, qué honor es ver todo esto.
And I thought about all of our brothers and sisters who have gone before us.
Y pensaba en todos los hermanos que han ido delante de nosotros.
And like, I think that the apostles that died before Paul.
Yo creo que quizás los apóstoles que murieron antes del apóstol Pablo.
They were standing up and cheering.
Ellos estaban dándole motivo en el cielo.
And I think Elijah was standing up and cheering for Elisha.
Y creo que Eliseo estaba también motivando a Elías.
And I think heaven was standing up last night. Amen.
Y anoche también creo que los del cielo
and
estaban
cheering.
De pie.
That the gospel is being preached.
Y porque se predica el evangelio.
And I want to introduce a man.
Quiero presentar un hombre.
Who we are honored to call our pastor.
Y nosotros tenemos el honor de llamarle nuestro pastor.
Let's welcome Pastor Tom Schaller.
Vamos a dar la bienvenida a Pastor Tom
Love
Schaller.
Love you, Pastor. You're up.
Who, me? All right, turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. This is Pastor Shibley's leading our meeting today. We call this Love Maryland because
El Pastor Shibley está guiando este servicio y se llama Ame a Maryland.
Because we just simply believe we should live wherever and love the place wherever God puts us.
Porque debemos vivir y amar el lugar donde Dios nos ha puesto.
And God put the ministry in Maryland.
Dios puso el ministerio aquí en Maryland.
And we have seen Pastor Shibley, Pastor Mati first, and then start a church in Silver Spring.
Hemos visto a Pastor Mati primero, primeramente, y después a Pastor Shibley plantar una iglesia en Silver Spring.
We have seen Pastor Wright in Harvard de Grace.
Hemos visto a Pastor Wright in Harvard de Grace.
Justin in Federal Hill.
Y Justin in Federal Hill.
Jay Esherbrook up in York, Pennsylvania, not too far away. Esherbrook
in York, Pennsylvania.
We have Pastor Steve Andrelonis is working in Dundalk.
El Pastor Steve Andrelonis in Dundalk.
And we've gone to about 30 different towns, about 1 or 2 hours from here, Baltimore.
Y estamos en como 30 lugares, pueblos, dentro de una hora de distancia de aquí.
To evangelize.
Para evangelizar.
And share the word.
Y compartir la palabra.
So in a similar way, the Apostle Paul did this with the Thessalonians.
En una forma similar, el apóstol Pablo hizo lo mismo aquí con los tesalonicenses.
That he went to this city.
Que él iba a esta ciudad.
From Philippi.
De Filipos.
And he remembered what happened.
Y él se acordaba de lo que sucedió.
And he wrote about it.
Y escribió acerca de lo mismo.
In chapter 1.
En el capítulo 1.
In verse 5.
Verso 5.
Our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power.
Oh, I have my English Bible.
This is a Spanish test.
Okay, thank you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
Yeah.
Pues nuestro evangelio no llegó a vosotros en palabras solamente, sino también en poder.
What happened when he went there was that he saw the spiritual work of God.
Lo que fue que cuando él fue allá, él veía la obra espiritual de Dios.
And that's very exciting.
Eso es muy emocionante.
Pastor Shibley has seen that in Silver Spring.
Pastor Shibley ha visto eso en Silver Spring.
You know, God saving somebody.
Dios salvando a alguien.
God speaking to somebody.
Dios hablando a alguien.
Somebody coming alive.
Alguien vivificándose, podemos decir.
We had a woman come into the church, and she sat in the back.
Una mujer entraba en la iglesia sentada atrás.
And she came late.
Ella llegó tarde.
And then she left early.
Y ella salió temprano.
It was like she didn't really want to talk to anybody.
Realmente no quería hablar con nadie.
Yeah, nobody knew who she was.
Y nadie la conocía.
Because she stayed away from
porque
people.
Se mantenía lejos de las
personas. Why did she come?
¿Por qué entró?
You know, what happened?
¿Qué pasó?
And then this went on for 2 years.
Eso, seguía así por dos años.
And then I saw her
y por fin la vi.
Change.
Ella cambió.
And she moved up like about 10 rows.
Ella se ponía más cerca como por 10 filas.
And she stayed a little more.
Y se quedaba por más tiempo.
And then she started to talk to people.
Entonces empezó a conversar.
To be honest, I think she was a little mentally sick.
Hablando honestamente, creo que tenía una situación mental.
But there was something happening.
Pero había algo sucediendo.
There's something very important.
Algo muy importante.
In her life.
En su vida.
I saw her change.
Yo vi este cambio.
And then a couple of years later,
y algunos años después,
and I realized, you know,
cuenta,
she has deep problems.
Que ella tenía problemas profundos.
What I recognized also,
pero yo reconocía también,
was that she was hearing something,
porque ella estaba escuchando
and
algo,
she was feeling love.
Y ella sentía amor.
And it was opening up her life.
Abriendo su vida.
It says here,
dice aquí,
when Paul remembered the Thessalonians, he remembered how he came.
El apóstol Pablo se acordaba de ellos y cómo fue su entrada a ellos.
And just for a few minutes, I want you to see chapter 2,
capítulo 2, por unos minutos,
verse 1.
Verso 1.
For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain.
Porque vosotros mismos, capítulo 2, verso 1, porque vosotros mismos sabéis, hermanos, que nuestra visita a vosotros no resultó vana.
Your labor is not in vain.
Su labor no es en vano.
You know, 5 people came here from Las Vegas.
5 personas llegaron aquí de Las Vegas.
They all have a different story.
Todos tienen una historia distinta.
Your labor is not in vain.
Su labor no es en vano.
Pastor Bruce Moon.
El pastor Bruce Moon.
Come, he lives in Mexico.
Él vive en México.
Is our labor in vain?
En vano está nuestra obra.
Is God working?
Está obrando Dios.
Does He use us?
Nos usa.
We are speaking to the Europeans today.
Estuve hablando con los europeos
and the Indians
y a las personas de la India
and everyone else.
Y a muchas otras personas.
But we want to say,
pero queremos decir,
this work
que esta obra
is unusual.
Es inusual.
It is real.
Es real.
It is valuable.
Es con valor.
It is important.
Es importante.
And he writes this way.
Y él escribe en esta forma.
Verse 2.
Verso 2.
Even, this is about coming, I'll abbreviate it. We came from Philippi.
Él dice en breve que llegaron de Filipos.
And we realized that we came from trouble.
Y nos damos cuenta que vinimos de problemas.
And we came to your city.
Y llegamos a su ciudad.
And verse 3.
Verso 3.
Our exhortation was not of deceit.
Porque nuestra exhortación no procedió de error.
Nor of uncleanness.
Ni de impureza.
Nor in guile.
Ni fue por engaño.
We were not selling anything.
No estamos vendiendo nada.
Sometimes when we go to places, we say, I'm not selling anything.
A veces cuando vamos tocando puertas decimos, no estamos
vendiendo
nada.
I'm not asking you to join anything.
No estoy pidiendo que usted sea miembro de
nada. I don't want any money.
No quiero dinero.
I'm not selling any books.
No vendo libros.
I'm not even giving out free water.
No estoy regalando agua tampoco.
But I am here
pero
to tell you.
Aquí para decirle,
and that's how it is.
Y así es.
This is how Paul is saying.
Así Pablo está hablando.
We are not clever people.
No estamos personas así
deceitful people.
Personas que engañan.
We were pure.
Fuimos puros
and clean.
Y limpios.
And that's the way you are.
Y así son ustedes.
You have the Holy Spirit.
Tienen al Espíritu Santo.
And what you have
y lo que tienen
is important.
Es importante.
It's important.
Es importante.
Pastor Dennis Hewlett is planning to go to the Balkans this summer.
El pastor Dennis Hewlett va a los Balkans.
And he lives there,
y él vive allá.
But on a trip in Albania.
Pero en Albania.
But he's going to do a trip to Macedonia, Serbia, Montenegro.
Pero él va a Macedonia, Montenegro.
And I'm like praying about it. I'm tempted to go.
Y es una tentación para mí en cuanto a ir allá también.
Because it stirs my heart.
Porque esto me atrae en mi corazón.
When I think of people.
Cuando me pongo a pensar en las personas.
And then when I think of people that don't have much.
Y cuando me pongo a pensar en las personas que no tienen mucho.
They don't know Christ.
No conocen a Cristo.
They don't know what God can do.
No saben lo que Dios puede hacer.
You know, we traveled to Bulgaria one time.
Una vez fuimos a Bulgaria.
And I've flown over Bulgaria.
Y he volado sobre Bulgaria.
And there's Turkish people in the south.
Y hay personas en el sur.
And they're a minority.
Y son
and of course they're Muslims.
Y son musulmanes.
But they're in the mountains.
Pero viven en las montañas.
Very simple.
Personas simples but, o en un estilo de vida simple.
But it's exciting.
Pero es emocionante.
To go
ir
into the mountains.
A las montañas.
And just start preaching.
Y predicar.
What does God do?
¿Qué hace Dios?
Human beings don't do that.
Los seres humanos no hacen esto.
But we do it.
Pero nosotros lo hacemos.
Because we know
porque nosotros sabemos
when we come,
cuando llegamos,
what can happen.
Lo que puede hacer.
Are you pure in heart?
¿Tiene corazón puro?
Yes.
Sí.
Why would you do that?
¿Por qué lo haríamos?
Aren't you doing it for money?
No lo hace, digamos,
aren't you looking,
para ganar dinero?
Aren't you looking for gold or oil?
Oro o petróleo?
Or you're selling business?
¿O está vendiendo algo para
no, su negocio? I wouldn't go there for that.
No, no iría allá para eso.
I go to New York or something.
Yo voy a Nueva York o otro lugar.
They have nothing. They have nothing.
Ellos no tienen nada.
These Turks in Bulgaria.
Los que son de Turquía pero viven en Bulgaria.
But we have this.
Pero nosotros tenemos
esto. Look at verse 4.
Verso 4.
But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel.
Sino que según fuimos aprobados por Dios para que se nos confiase el evangelio.
It's the greatest message.
Es el mejor mensaje.
We heard that last night.
Eso escuchamos anoche.
It's the power of God.
Es el poder de Dios.
Even so we speak.
Y aún hablamos, así hablamos.
Not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our hearts.
No como para agradar a los hombres, sino a Dios. Que prueba nuestros corazones.
Verse 5.
Verso 5.
Neither at any time use we flattering words.
Porque nunca usamos de palabra lisonjeras.
And then verse, and that's, you know, very, it's the same thing. He's saying,
es lo mismo, está diciendo,
he's saying, our motivation. Our motivation. Our motivation.
Nuestro motivo, nuestro motivo.
Let's go home and just be safe.
Pero volvamos a casa, es más seguro.
No, we have motivation.
No tenemos un motivo.
It's clean.
It's limpio.
Pure.
Es puro.
It's faith.
Es la fe.
It's the gospel.
Es el evangelio.
It's the power of God.
Es el poder de Dios.
Let's go.
Vamos.
Let's go.
Vamos.
That's kind of what we're saying.
Es lo que estamos diciendo.
Isn't it?
¿No es cierto?
What did he say then?
¿Qué dijo entonces?
Verse 6.
Verso 6.
Nor of men sought we glory.
Ni buscamos gloria de los hombres.
And I think of the saints of God who are laboring without any recognition.
Estoy pensando en los que están laborando sin reconocimiento.
Can you imagine?
Se puede imaginar.
You're a missionary.
Uno es misionero.
And nobody knows your name hardly.
Nadie casi ni
you come
sabe
home.
Sabe su nombre.
And nobody
casa,
knows. Nobody knows. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay. Lo siento.
Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Rectifiquemos
so, esto.
Nobody knows your name.
Nadie conoce su nombre.
You don't have much encouragement.
No tiene ánimo.
You don't have. You don't have like. You don't have a family.
No tiene familia.
That would be hard.
Eso sería difícil.
And I have met missionaries.
Yo he conocido a misioneros.
How long have you been here?
Por cuánto tiempo has
estado aquí? 8 years.
8 años.
In 2 years.
En 2 años.
I will go home.
Volveré a casa.
Well, what's home?
Pero ¿dónde vives?
Do you have a church?
¿Tienes iglesia?
Yes.
Sí.
Do they know you?
¿Te conocen?
No, I don't think so.
No, no creo.
And they ask me.
Y me preguntan.
I go every year.
Yo voy cada año.
I go home every year.
Yo vuelvo
every
a casa
year.
Cada año.
You softy, you.
Cada año.
You wimpish believer.
Cobarde, creyente cobarde,
you poor
débil, pobre.
Sir, how often do you go?
Y cada cuánto?
Every year, and if I could go,
año,
I would go twice.
Y si fuera posible, dos veces.
Okay.
Bien.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because.
Porque.
It's work.
Es trabajo.
It's faith.
Es fe.
It's ministry.
Es el ministerio.
And we are one body.
Y somos un cuerpo.
And we need help.
Y necesitamos ayuda.
And prayer.
Y oración.
And love.
Y amor.
And if I come to this kind of church,
y si asisto a esta clase de iglesia,
they will pray for me.
Orarán por mí.
They will know my name.
Conocerán mi nombre.
They will love me.
Me amarán.
That's important.
Eso es importante.
At the same time, we don't seek men's glory.
A la vez no buscamos la gloria de los hombres.
This isn't about that.
Eso no se trata de esto.
Verse 6.
Verso 6.
We didn't seek it of you or of others.
Ni buscamos gloria de los hombres ni de vosotros.
Verse 7.
Verso 7.
We were gentle among you.
Antes fuimos tiernos entre vosotros.
This is my last point.
Eso es el punto, el último punto.
How was Paul with the Thessalonians?
¿Cómo trataba Paul a los tesalonicenses?
He was preaching.
Predicando.
They came.
Ellos llegaban.
He was gentle.
Él era tierno.
It was gentle.
Era tierno.
Some churches.
Algunas iglesias.
I remember I watched a street preacher one time.
Recuerdo que yo observaba un predicador en la calle.
He was preaching.
Estaba predicando.
On the street.
En la calle.
In another country.
En otro país.
I stood back. I was watching him.
Yo estaba poco atrás observándolo.
He was so hard.
Era duro.
I couldn't hear his message.
Yo no podía escuchar su mensaje.
Because he was so angry.
Porque estaba enojado.
And it was so hard.
Y tan duro.
And I couldn't see. And he was alone.
Estaba solo.
It contradicted our faith.
Contradecía nuestra fe.
It contradicts our nature.
Contradecía nuestra naturaleza.
We are spirit filled.
Estamos llenos del Espíritu.
We are kind.
Y con ternura.
We are fervent.
Bondadoso, ferviente.
Not religiously hard.
No duros, hablando religiosamente.
And judgmental.
Y juzgando.
But we can sit.
Pero podemos sentarnos
and listen
y escuchar
and love
y amar
and give counsel
y dar consejo
and we can preach
y podemos predicar
and people's hearts are stirred
y las, se vivifican los corazones de las personas.
Like the disciples said,
como decían los discípulos,
didn't our hearts burn within us?
No es cierto que ardían nuestros
when
corazones
he spoke,
dentro de nosotros mientras que él predicaba.
Wasn't our hearts
hablaba.
Like, I'm sorry. Okay. Strike one, strike two,
I got
and
one
strike
more.
Three. I'm out. I'm out of here. Okay, wait. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you remember anything of what we said? I don't remember what we said.
Oh,
okay. You want to take over?
Nuestros corazones dentro de nosotros mientras que Cristo nos abrió las escrituras.
All right. So, like. How was Paul with these people?
¿Cómo era Pablo?
He said, I was gentle.
Él decía con ternura.
Like a nurse.
Como una nori, ¿cómo dices? Como una madre, podemos decir.
Como una madre. Verse 7. We were gentle even as a como una madre. Cherishes her children.
Como la nodriza.
Oh.
Nodriza.
Okay.
Como la nodriza que cuida con ternura a sus propios hijos.
All right, so what does that mean?
¿Qué significa?
Well, you know, we preach hard.
Predicamos duro.
But we also pray. We can love people.
Pero oramos que podamos amar a las personas.
And be with them.
Y estar con ellos.
And love them.
Y amarlos.
That's what happened.
Eso es lo que sucedió.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
Being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us.
Tan grande es nuestro afecto por vosotros que hubiéramos querido entregaros no solo el Evangelio de Dios, sino también nuestras propias vidas, porque habéis llegado a sernos muy queridos.
Maybe I have a small group.
Es posible que tenga un grupo pequeño.
But we do have a good time.
Pero pasamos un buen tiempo juntos.
There's another small group.
Hay otro grupo pequeño.
And then, but we have a good time.
Pero pasamos un tiempo lindo juntos.
In the Lord.
En el Señor.
We seek the Lord.
Buscamos al Señor.
Follow the Lord.
Seguimos al
Obey
Señor.
Obey the Lord.
Obedecemos al
and
Señor.
And God is doing work.
Y Dios está obrando.
Mega churches. Many of the mega churches have shut down.
Muchas de las mega iglesias se han cerrado.
A woman came here.
Una mujer vino
and
acá.
She said, "My church is shut down," and I just heard. They're not opening up any. They're not opening up again.
Diciendo que mi iglesia está cerrada y escuché de que no van a abrir nuevamente.
So where will she go?
¿A dónde irá?
Where will these people go?
¿A dónde irán estas personas?
They'll be looking for you.
Estarán buscándote.
We teach the Bible.
Enseñamos la Biblia.
Come and be with us.
Ven y esté con nosotros.
Let's have fellowship.
Que tengamos comunión.
We will learn your name.
Aprendamos tu nombre.
We will know you.
Te conoceremos.
You will have your privacy.
Tendremos tu privacidad.
But we're also, you are dear unto us.
Pero también tú eres tierna para nosotros.
You have your life.
Tienes tu vida.
But God will move.
Pero Dios se moverá.
God will bless you.
Dios te bendecirá.
God will speak to you.
Dios te hablará.
And come and be with us.
Y ven y está con nosotros.
This is an opportunity.
Esta es una oportunidad.
And I'm thankful for it.
Estoy agradecido por
because
eso.
We know
nosotros sabemos
what is in our hearts.
Lo que está en nuestros corazones.
And it's the right thing.
Y es lo correcto.
Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome. Thank you, Pastor.
Tremendo. Gracias, Pastor.
Wow, we know.
Sabemos.
Amazing, right? And we are open.
Y estamos abiertos.
We are open.
Abiertos.
Let's stay that way. Hey, sí. I wanted to just go through a list of the churches like in our area. We say Love Maryland.
Queremos, yo quiero mencionar las iglesias.
And then there's also churches in the states around us
y
that,
también
have,
hay iglesias en los estados alrededor de nosotros,
that have been birthed, if you will, from our church.
Que también nacieron, de nuestra iglesia.
We don't forget Baltimore, Pastor Schaller, right? Let's give him a hand.
No se olviden de Baltimore, el Pastor Schaller.
And this man right here, Pastor Bruce Wright.
Let's y este hombre, el Pastor
raise your
Bruce
hand
Wright,
or stand, Pastor Wright.
Habit of Grace. The Harvard of Grace.
Is Pastor Justin Schaller here,
Pastor
Federal
Justin
Hill, Maryland,
Federal
right downtown?
Hill.
All right. And then we have Pastor Dwayne in Harold Harbor in
Dwayne
Anne Arundel County.
In Harold Harbor.
And then Pastor Reynaldo in Owings Mills, Maryland.
El Pastor Reynaldo.
Where is he?
In Owings Mills.
Yeah. And then in Frederick, we have a new church plant that's going to be starting Sunday morning services in the month of July, Pastor Dennis White.
Pastor Dennis White in Frederick, Maryland, van a empezar un culto este domingo.
And then in Dundalk.
In Dundalk.
Pastor Steve Andrelonis has been doing work there.
Pastor Steve Andrelonis.
And pray that they find a Sunday morning location.
Y que oren que ellos encuentren un lugar donde pueden reunirse.
And this man on the stage right here,
y este hombre acá en la plataforma,
Pastor James Bryson.
El Pastor James Bryson.
One of our members in Silver Spring, Shea Watson.
Hey, Shea Watson in Silver Spring.
He comes up, I think, twice a month and helps you, right?
El, yeah. By dos veces, by week?
Every other week.
Cada dos semanas, va
yeah.
Para.
And also, Pastor James has something special going on Monday, and you're all invited.
Pastor James tiene algo que sucede el día lunes, y todos están invitados.
That's right. That's right. He's getting married to Adrian. That's amazing.
Se va a casar a Adrián.
Yeah. But did you know in York County, Pennsylvania?
Pero saben que en York County, Pennsylvania,
we have two churches.
Tenemos dos iglesias.
Yeah. One was started by this man right back
una
here.
Empezada por este hombre acá sentado,
Pastor Duke Horton.
El Pastor Duke Horton.
And Pastor Larry Avignon
y el
is
Pastor
there.
Larry Avignon.
And then Pastor Jay Estabrook in York City.
Y el Pastor Jay Estabrook en la ciudad de York.
And then in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, Pastor John Herb.
Pastor John Herb in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania.
And then in Culpeper, Virginia, he had to go home, but Pastor Tom Smith.
Pastor Tom Smith in Culpeper, Virginia.
And somewhere over here, I feel it. Oh, I feel
yo
it right
siento
now.
Algo
Pastor Carl Gale. Are you
Pastor
here, Pastor Carl?
Carl Gale.
Stand up, Pastor Carl. Where are you? There he is. Wilmington, Delaware. Let's give him a hand.
Wilmington, Delaware.
That's awesome. Isn't that amazing?
Tremendo, no?
Let's pray for these churches.
Oremos por estas iglesias.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Padre Celestial, te agradecemos.
Thank you that we have leadership here in our church.
Gracias que tenemos liderazgo aquí en la iglesia.
That wants to continue to proclaim the gospel.
Y que queremos continuar a proclamar el evangelio.
And we do it through church planting.
Y lo hacemos por el plantamiento de las iglesias.
Neighborhood churches.
Y por los, las iglesias en los barrios.
Churches that go everywhere, Lord.
Iglesias que van a todas partes.
And we replicate what happened here.
Y nosotros reproducimos lo que vemos aquí.
And bless all of our churches worldwide.
Bendice cada iglesia a través alrededor del mundo.
With many souls.
Con muchos muchas almas.
May you teach us.
Que nos enseñes.
How to be creative.
Cómo ser creativos.
To reach out with the gospel.
Para alcanzarles con el evangelio.
And proclaim the name of Jesus.
Y proclamar el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is my honor now to introduce for a message Pastor James Bryson.
Pastor James Bryson.
Yes, it is true.
Sí, es verdad.
I am getting married on Monday.
Me voy a casar el día lunes.
And yes, fellas, I did marry up, okay? I married
sí,
up.
Yo me voy a casar hacia arriba.
In every aspect of life, she's better than me.
En todo aspecto de la vida es mejor que yo.
And I'm just here to humble her.
Yo estoy aquí para humillarle a ella.
Yeah. But it's incredible, the season that we're in.
Es increíble esta temporada de nuestras vidas.
All right, if you could turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 18.
Lucas 14, 18.
That was already an incredible portion we heard from Pastor Schaller.
Eso fue una
don't we love Pastor Schaller?
Increíble al Pastor wow. Schaller. Amamos al Pastor Schaller.
He's one of the few pastors who actually pick up my phone calls. So, thank you, Pastor.
Él es uno de los pocos pastores que recibe mi llamada telefónica.
Wow. All right, so Luke chapter 14, verse 18.
Lucas 14, 18.
Actually, can we all stand for the reading of God's word,
vamos
please?
Vamos a ponernos de pie para la lectura de la palabra de Dios.
And it says, and they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need and see it, and I pray thee, have me excused. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your word.
Señor, te damos gracias por tu palabra.
Lord, minister to our hearts.
Ministra nuestros corazones.
Lord, you said the deep calls unto the deep.
Tú dijiste, Señor, que los
the deep things of you speak into the deep things of us.
Las cosas profundas llegan a
Lord,
a
give
los
us ears to hear.
Nosotros.
In Jesus' precious
en el nombre
name,
de Jesús.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Pueden tomar asiento.
It's interesting when you see this passage, you see a man who's making an excuse.
Es importante notar que en este pasaje que los hombres hacen excusas.
He said he's going to go to check on the property that he already purchased.
Entonces quería ver una propiedad que ya había comprado.
How many times have you checked on a property that you already purchased?
¿Cuántas veces se va a observar una propiedad que ya se compró?
This was actually more than just an excuse, but it was an alibi.
Eso fue más que una excusa, sino
this was a straight out lie.
Eso fue una
it was a lie, a fabrication.
Una mentira, una fabricación.
It was premeditated.
Es premeditada.
He made an excuse because he did not want to come to supper.
Porque no quería,
he made an excuse because he did not want to go into the house of God.
No quería
he made an excuse because he didn't
Dios.
Want to fulfill God's purpose for his life.
No quería cumplir con
he made
el
an excuse because
Dios.
He didn't want to evangelize.
No quería evangelizar.
He made an excuse because he did not want to disciple.
Y no quería discipular.
Making excuses. Discípulos. There's a multiplicity
excusas.
Of excuses that we can live out.
Would you repeat that, please?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of excuses we can live out.
Live out?
Yes, we can. We a lot of excuses we can exercise.
Digamos, podemos hacer muchas excusas. Tenemos, sí.
Yesterday, I was with a young guy from the city.
Ayer, trabajando con un joven de la ciudad.
And we were driving. We were picking up some clothes.
Y manejando y comprando ropa.
And he told me something that was interesting.
Y él me dijo algo interesante.
He said his mother got remarried, but he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Que su mamá se casó otra vez, pero no le invitó a ella.
He said that his father got remarried, but he wasn't invited to the wedding.
Se casó también nuevamente su papá, pero no le invitó a él a la boda.
And he said, "You and Adrian, we do not know."
Él dijo, "Tú y Adriana no conocemos."
But you invite me to your wedding.
Pero tú nos me invitas a tu boda.
He said, "You love me more than my own parents."
Tú me amas más que mis propios padres.
Where do we experience this kind of love?
¿Dónde experimentamos esta clase de amor?
We experience where? In the house of God.
¿Dónde? En la casa de Dios.
Amongst the people of God.
Entre el pueblo de Dios.
This is where we experience this kind of love.
¿Dónde experimentamos esta clase de amor?
And God doesn't share his love.
Dios no comparte su amor.
In the widest sense of the word.
En el sentido más ancho,
apart from the house of God.
O aparte de la casa de Dios.
It says that the fullness of Christ is where? In the body.
Dice que la plenitud de Cristo está en el cuerpo, en la casa de Dios.
It's interesting, we can make a lot of excuses why we don't want to grow.
Podemos hacer muchas excusas por las cuales no queremos crecer.
I remember living in Zimbabwe with Pastor Ronaldo.
Recuerdo viviendo en Zimbabwe.
And he said, "Pastor, can you teach this class?"
Y él dijo, "Pastor, ¿puedes enseñar esta clase?"
And I said, "Absolutely not, Pastor."
Yo dijo, "Absolutamente no."
And I gave him a list of excuses why I couldn't teach this class.
Yo le di una lista de excusas por las cuales no podía enseñar.
But he
la
said,
clase.
"Cut out your excuses."
Pero él dijo, "Basta con las excusas."
And live by faith.
Vive por fe.
And teach this class.
Enseña la clase.
And I said, "Okay."
Yo dije, "Está bien."
No excuses.
Sin excusas.
No excuses in the house of God.
No hay excusas en la casa de Dios.
Just consider Moses.
Consideremos a Moisés.
A speech impediment.
Con una dificultad en su hablar.
It's easy for him to make an excuse why he can't lead the people of Israel.
Le fue fácil a él, tenía excusa por la cual no guiar al pueblo de Dios.
But God said, "You are the man."
Pardon me.
God said, "You are the man."
Pero Dios dijo, "Tú eres el hombre."
Sorry, it's my Baltimore accent. I know it confuses people. I know.
Mi acento de Baltimore confunde a la gente.
Mephibosheth, right?
Mephibosheth.
Can that be translated? He was lame from a fall, right?
Era cojo a causa de una caída.
He's from a far country in Lodabar.
Estaba en un lugar lejano.
And David said, "Is there anyone in the house of Saul that I can show his said love to, my loving kindness to?"
Y Dios dijo, "Hay alguien en la casa de Saúl a quien puedo mostrar mi consideración."
And he said, "Bring Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son."
Y trae a Mephibosheth, el hijo de Jonatán.
"And he will always sit at my table."
Y siempre va a sentarse a mi mesa.
Mephibosheth said he was a dead dog.
Mephibosheth dijo que era como perro muerto.
"What do you want with a dead dog like me?"
¿Qué quieres hacer con un perro muerto como yo?
And David said, "No more excuses."
Y Dios dijo, basta con las excusas.
"You're going to be as a son."
Tú serás como un hijo.
No more excuses.
Sin excusas.
Just think about Pastor Speedy, and I'm going to end on this note.
Pensemos
Pastor Speedy.
Oh, Pastor Speedy.
Adam Speedy. I love that guy.
Amo al Pastor Speedy.
When I was in Bible college,
cuando yo estudiaba en el Instituto Bíblico,
I was taking one class per semester.
Yo tomaba una clase, un curso por semestre.
I had my chest poked out, and I said I was ready to go forth and be a great man of God with my one
Entonces,
class.
Yo estaba listo ser un gran hombre de Dios por un curso de la Biblia.
And Pastor Speedy said, "Why don't you cut it out?"
Y el Pastor Speedy dijo, "Basta."
And take a full load of classes, 5 to 6 classes a semester.
Que tome 5 o 6 cursos por semestre.
He said, no more excuses.
Él dijo, ya basta con tus excusas.
And he said, go ahead and do it.
Y hazlo.
And I did it.
Y lo hice.
And by the grace of God, I'm here today. Amen.
Y por la gracia de Dios,
no more excuses. No more excuses.
Let's
live a life of faith. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Dios les bendiga.
Hi guys, stay standing. Stay standing.
Hola a todos.
Stay standing. We're going to read scripture.
Vamos a leer las escrituras.
In John chapter 20, verse 20, beginning in verse 24.
En Juan 20, 24.
But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
Y Tomás no estaba con ellos.
The other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord."
Y los otros discípulos le dijeron, "Hemos visto al Señor."
But he said unto them, "Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of his nails, and thrust my side into his side, I will not believe."
Le dijeron los otros discípulos al Señor, hemos visto, él les dijo, si no viere en sus manos la señal de los clavos y metiere mi dedo en el lugar de los clavos y metiere mi mano en su costado, no creeré.
And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, then came Jesus.
8 días después estaban otra vez sus discípulos dentro y con ellos Tomás. Llegó Jesús estando las puertas cerradas y se puso en medio de y les dijo, paz a vosotros.
The doors being shut and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing.
Luego dijo a Tomás, pon aquí tu dedo y mira mis manos y acerca tu mano y métela en mi costado y no seas incrédulo, sino creyere.
And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God.
Y Tomás respondió y le dijo, Señor mío y Dios mío.
Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Jesús le dijo, porque me has visto, Tomás, creíste. Bienaventurados los que no vieron y creyeron.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Padre celestial, te damos gracias.
And we pray that you bless these few words.
Pedimos que tú bendigas esas pocas palabras.
I pray that you would speak to us today.
Pido que nos hablas hoy.
In Jesus' name, amen.
En el nombre
amen.
De Jesús, amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Que tomen asiento.
I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta.
Who labeled Thomas?
¿Quién puso el apodo?
With the name.
A Tomás con el nombre.
Doubting Thomas.
Dudoso, Tomás dudoso.
That's a good question.
Es una buena pregunta.
It definitely stuck.
Definitivamente se quedó.
My money's on Peter. My money is on Peter.
Oh, yo creo que es Pedro quien le dio ese apodo.
It's interesting, isn't it? Doubting Thomas.
Es interesante, Tomás dudoso.
Has someone asked you in a negative way or said to you in a negative way, you have blind faith?
¿Alguien le ha preguntado una vez, tú tienes fe ciega?
You have. Has anybody raised your hand?
¿Alguien le ha dicho esto?
Blind faith.
la fe
you have
ciega.
Blind faith. And of course, sometimes we take it personally, right?
Y a veces lo tomamos personalmente.
It's like an offense.
Es como una ofensa.
And we want to defend ourselves.
Y queremos defendernos.
So we pull out the apologetics.
Pues nosotros sacamos la defensa.
I got my eyes wide open.
Pero yo tengo mis ojos abiertos.
I know what I believe.
Yo sé lo que creo.
I have a lot of proofs.
Tengo muchas pruebas.
I've got testimonies.
Yo tengo testimonios.
I've got the scriptures.
Tengo las escrituras.
I've got all of church history.
Tengo toda la historia de la iglesia.
So there are reasons for our faith.
Hay razones por las cuales que creemos.
But when you think about it,
pero cuando lo pensamos,
some of our faith, in fact, is blind.
Clase de nuestra fe que es ciega.
And this scene with Thomas tells a lot about our faith.
Y este escenario de Pedro, or did you say Peter or Thomas?
Thomas.
De Tomás nos enseña mucho.
You know, all of these other disciples were there.
Los demás discípulos estaban presentes.
And they were witnesses.
Y eran testigos.
Of Jesus appearing in the room.
De Cristo estando presente en el aposento alto.
And they all agreed.
Y todos estaban de acuerdo.
They all had the same story.
Todos tenían el mismo testimonio.
It was not like John and James said something different than Peter and Andrew.
No es que Jacobo y Juan tenía otro testimonio que Pedro y Andrés.
No, they all agreed.
Todos estaban de acuerdo.
So when you look at it that way,
y cuando, entonces, mirándolo en esa forma,
Peter was kind of stubborn. I'm sorry, Thomas was kind of stubborn.
Tomás estaba terco.
And in the account, it seems that he was almost angry.
Y en la historia parece que estaba casi enojado.
It seems like he did not want to believe.
Me parece que no quería creer.
Unless I see the nail print in his hand.
Si no veo la señal en sus manos.
Unless I can touch it.
Si no lo puedo tocar.
Unless I can put my hand in his side.
Y puedo meter mi mano en su acostado, su costado.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was almost like you were saying a question, but okay. Unless that's the, I mean, that's the case, right?
Ese es el caso, ¿no?
With Thomas.
Con Tomás.
So it seemed like he was a little bit angry.
Entonces parece que estaba medio enojado.
Because remember, all of the other disciples
Porque
agreed.
Los demás discípulos estaban de acuerdo.
So he basically said it never happened.
Entonces básicamente dijo, nunca sucedió.
You're all a bunch of liars.
Todos son mentirosos.
You must have eaten some bad hummus or something.
Creo que comieron mala hummus, comida.
You know, because for them, for the others,
entonces para ellos,
the appearance of Jesus was like served up on a platter.
La presencia de Jesús era manifestada en una forma cierta.
They didn't have to exercise faith.
No tenían que ejercer la fe.
They saw him in the room just as they had seen him in the past.
Ellos lo veían en el aposento alto como normal, como antes.
And that's what we would like sometimes.
Y eso es lo que nos gustaría
a veces.
You know,
we would like that.
Nos gustaría verlo así.
We look at other people in ministry especially.
Miramos otras personas especialmente en el ministerio.
Especially if you want to start a new ministry.
Y especialmente si quiere empezar una iglesia nueva.
A new Bible study.
Un estudio bíblico.
Plant a church.
Plantar una iglesia.
Whatever it is.
Lo que sea.
We look at the other guy.
Miramos a la otra persona.
Who has already done it.
¿Quién lo ha hecho ya?
And we think, well, they got it made.
Y ellos saben cómo hacerlo.
I mean, look, they have a team.
Tienen un equipo.
They have a place to meet.
Tienen donde reunirse.
They have money.
Tienen dinero.
They got good looks.
Tienen buen aspecto.
Nice clothes, all those things.
Buena ropa.
Everything comes easy for them.
Todo le es fácil para ellos.
But the other side of the coin is it seems that everything is a struggle for me.
Pero la otra cara de la moneda es que todo es difícil para mí.
But the truth, of course, is
Pero la verdad es
that there is work
que hay trabajo
and investments
y invertimientos
behind every ministry we see.
Tras todo ministerio que vemos.
And the important thing is
y lo importante es
that we don't be like Thomas.
Que no queremos ser como Tomás.
Stuck on no.
Así, manteniéndose en lo no.
Stuck on, I can't see it, so I don't believe.
No puedo verlo, no lo creo.
Thomas seems to want the work of faith to have been done for him.
Tomás parece que él quiere que alguien más haga la obra de la fe.
And in a lot of ways it was.
Y fue así.
I mean, these are the guys he's been hanging out with for 9 years.
Él ha estado con ellos.
These are the men he has been with for 9 years.
Él ha estado
I'm
con
sorry, 3 years, sorry.
Por tres años.
9 years, that would be inexcusable, but 3 years.
No, 9 años no, pero 3 años sí.
But still, he should have believed them.
Pero él les debiera haber creído.
In some ways, it seems he did not want to believe them.
Y parece que no quería creerlos.
And we have to ask ourselves when we're in this position.
Y necesitamos preguntarnos cuando estamos en esta posición.
Where we need to see something that someone else sees.
Cuando necesitamos ver lo que las otras personas ven.
And sometimes we can't see what other people see.
Y a veces no podemos ver lo que otras personas ven.
Sometimes we hear a message from the pastor.
A veces escuchamos un mensaje del pastor.
Talking about being delivered from sin.
Acerca de estar liberado del pecado.
And maybe we're experiencing that sin.
Y quizás estamos experimentando ese pecado.
And we don't see a way out of it.
Y no vemos cómo salir de ese pecado.
Because we are blind.
Porque estamos ciegos.
And we cannot accept what he is saying.
Y no podemos aceptar lo que está diciendo.
Or accept what the word of God is saying.
O aceptar lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
We want the work to be done for us in advance.
Queremos que alguien más haga la obra en nuestro lugar.
But that would defeat the idea of faith, wouldn't it?
Pero eso derrota la idea de la fe.
In many ways, faith is blind.
En muchas maneras, la fe es ciega.
Otherwise, it would not be faith.
De otra forma, no sería fe.
It is something we need to believe.
Es algo que necesitamos creer.
I mean, we see what Jesus said, right?
Vemos lo que Jesús dijo.
Thomas, you believe because you saw.
Tomás, crees porque viste.
But blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe.
Bienaventurados los que no ven pero aún creen.
Do we believe?
Creemos nosotros.
Do you believe?
¿Crees tú?
Do I believe?
Creo yo.
That we can,
que podemos,
through God's grace,
por la gracia de Dios,
and through the power of the Holy Spirit,
y por el poder del Espíritu Santo,
can we enter into the calling that God has for us?
Podemos entrar en el llamado que Dios tiene para nosotros?
Because part of us believes.
Porque parte de nosotros cree.
And then the other part of us is blind.
Y la otra parte está ciega.
And has to enter into the vision.
Y tiene que entrar en la visión.
Has to enter into the promise.
Tiene que entrar en la promesa.
I mean, the promise is there.
La promesa está allá.
But am I willing to enter into it without seeing what's on the other side?
Pero puedo de buena gana entrar sin ver lo que está al otro lado?
Or do I just want the work to be done for me in advance?
O quiero que alguien más haga la obra en vez de yo.
And in many ways, we need to be more like Peter.
Y en muchas maneras necesitamos ser como Pedro.
In Matthew chapter 24.
In Mateo 24.
It speaks about Peter seeing with the other disciples seeing Jesus on the water during a storm.
Pedro vio a Jesús caminando sobre el agua en la tormenta.
And they are scared.
Y ellos tenían temor.
They think it's a ghost.
Ellos piensan que era una fantasma.
But they seem to think it's Jesus.
Pero pensaban también que era Jesús.
And Peter says, Jesus, if it's you.
Y Pedro dijo, si eres tú, Señor.
Call me.
Llámame.
And I'll come.
E iré.
And so Jesus said, come.
Jesús dijo, ven.
And so Peter did.
Y Pedro lo hizo.
Which is amazing.
Que es tremendo.
And that's the biggest part of our life, especially as a leader in the ministry.
Y eso es la parte mayor de nuestra vida, especialmente en el ministerio.
But also as a follower in ministry.
Pero también como un seguidor.
The biggest part is to trust Jesus.
La parte mayor es tener confianza en Jesús.
And the biggest part is that we come when he bids us to come.
Y la parte mayor es que nosotros respondemos cuando él nos llama.
You know, and it's funny because in this particular situation,
que en esta situación en particular,
for Peter it was a little bit like a gimme, right?
Para Pedro era.
It was a gimme. It was easy.
Fue fácil.
Yeah. Okay. If you say come, I'll come.
Si dice que vaya, iré.
Come.
Ben.
Okay, I'm going to come.
Bien, iré.
That's a gimme. It's easy.
Es fácil.
Right, it's very easy.
Muy fácil.
But what was a gimme,
pero lo que fue fácil,
turned into a tumultuous walk.
Cambió en un andar.
It was a mess.
Muy difícil. Era un desastre.
Peter starts seeing the waves.
Pedro mirando las olas,
and he sees the wind.
Viendo y sintiendo el viento.
And you have seen the waves and the winds.
Y ustedes también han visto el viento y las olas.
You thought it was a gimme to go to York.
Pensando que era fácil ir a York.
You thought it was a gimme to go to Wilmington.
Y fácil ir a Wilmington.
You thought it was a gimme, Pastor Shallow, to do Baltimore.
Y fácil para el Pastor Shallow ir a Baltimore.
It's no gimme.
No es fácil.
There's a lot of waves.
Hay muchas olas.
There's a lot of tumults.
Hay mucho, es tumultuoso.
It takes leadership.
Requiere liderazgo.
It takes believing.
Requiere fe.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Es interesante.
We think it's just plans.
Pensamos que requiere planes, planificar.
Schedules.
Horarios.
Goals.
Metas.
No problem.
No hay problema.
I'll do whatever's necessary.
Yo iré lo necesario.
I'll go minister in between time at my job.
Ministré entre los tiempos libres que tengo en mi trabajo.
Until people start to trust you.
Hasta que la gente ponga fe.
Until people start to believe in what you're doing.
Y cuando la gente empieza a creer en lo que está haciendo.
And all of a sudden you're a leader.
Y de repente un líder.
What?
¿Qué?
All of a sudden you're their pastor.
De repente es su pastor.
And you're like, what?
¿Y qué es esto?
I'm your pastor?
Yo soy tu pastor.
And then all of a sudden this responsibility hits you.
De repente siente esta responsabilidad.
And with their friendship,
y con su amistad,
you also get their problems.
También tiene sus problemas.
You also get their worries.
También sus preocupaciones.
You also begin to care about them.
También uno empieza a tener cuidado les importa los problemas de ellos.
Because you become a family.
Porque llega a ser una
familia. It's amazing, really, what happens.
Es tremendo lo que sucede.
The thing the most necessary in our calling, no matter what our role is, it's found in John's gospel.
En Juan se puede leer acerca de lo más importante referente a nuestro llamado.
In chapter 3 and verse 14.
En 3:14 de Juan.
And Jesus says this, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Entonces dice en Juan 3:14, dice, y como Moisés levantó la serpiente en el desierto, así es necesario que el Hijo del Hombre sea levantado.
And this is the picture that we are to portray.
Y esa es la imagen que nosotros necesitamos mostrar.
It's not a pretty picture.
No es bonito.
It's not a schedule.
No es un horario.
It's not a program.
No es un programa.
It's a mission.
Es una misión.
It is a mission.
Es una misión.
That we direct people to Jesus.
Nosotros dirigimos a las personas a Jesús.
We lift up Jesus in our ministry.
Nosotros levantamos a Jesús en nuestro ministerio.
If our ministry ever becomes more complicated than lifting up Jesus for all to see,
si el ministerio se pone más complicado que el levantamiento de Jesús,
then our ministry is way too complicated.
Entonces el ministerio, si es así, es demasiado complicado.
We have to lift up Christ.
Necesitamos levantar a Cristo.
We have to realize we are there because we asked to be there.
Necesitamos estar allá porque es necesario que estemos ahí.
Remember, Peter asked to be called by Jesus.
Pedro pidió que Jesús le llamara.
Jesus didn't call Peter from the boat.
Jesús no llamó a Pedro desde la barca.
Look again at what it says in Matthew 14:28.
En Mateo 14:28.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord.
Y Pedro le contestó diciendo, Señor.
If it be thou bid me.
Si tú me llamas.
Come unto thee on the water.
Si me llamas a ti sobre el agua.
And Jesus said, come.
Jesús dijo, ven.
Jesus said, come.
Jesús dijo, ven.
I'm imagining that Jesus thought it would be awesome to walk with Jesus on the water.
Estoy imaginando de que hubiera sido fantástico caminar sobre el agua con Jesús.
And I'm sure it was.
Y estoy seguramente fue así.
But what he did not expect was all the waves around him.
Pero lo que no esperaba fueron las olas en su alrededor.
And we don't expect all the waves.
Y nosotros tampoco esperamos las olas.
Peter also did not expect the doubts to come in, but it did.
Pedro no esperaba también las dudas, pero fue así.
And the doubt comes in very quickly.
Y rápidamente vienen las dudas.
It's when you had an amazing church service on a Sunday afternoon.
Cuando uno tiene
or a Sunday
un
morning.
Servicio el domingo de la mañana, un servicio tremendo.
And you're driving home on Sunday afternoon.
Y está manejando a casa el domingo de tarde.
And somehow,
y por alguna manera,
this doubt comes over you.
Una duda entra.
And you say, what am I doing?
Y uno dice, ¿qué estoy haciendo?
This is crazy.
Esto es una locura.
I mean, I can't even watch the Patriots anymore. It's terrible.
Ni puedo ver a los Patriotas, el equipo de fútbol.
You know, it's so interesting, isn't it?
Es tan interesante, ¿no es cierto?
Because the spotlight now is on us.
Porque ahora la luz está sobre nosotros.
Because we asked.
Porque pedimos.
To be used.
Que Dios nos usara.
Keep asking to be used.
Que sigan pidiendo que Dios les use.
Keep seeing Jesus on the water.
Que siga viendo a Jesús sobre el agua.
Keep marveling at his presence.
Que sigamos maravillándonos acerca de su presencia.
And keep saying, Jesus, if you bid me to come, I will come.
Y que siga diciendo, Señor, si tú me llamas, iré.
And he will bid you.
Y será así. Él te llamará.
And there will be problems on the way.
Y habrán problemas en el camino.
And at some point we'll ask, why did I even open my mouth?
Y vamos a decir, ¿por qué abrí mi boca?
I wish I was back in the boats.
Oh, espero que estuviera otra vez en la barca.
I'm getting tired of preaching to myself and my three team members.
Estoy cansado de predicarme a mí mismo y a los tres miembros del equipo.
But I asked.
Pero pedí.
And he said, come.
Y dijo que sí,
and
que
so
vaya.
We went.
Y fui.
And of course, you don't know what to expect.
No se sabe qué esperar.
You don't know.
No se sabe.
We don't know what's waiting for us around the corner.
No se sabe lo que nos espera a la vuelta.
But we do know.
Pero sí sabemos.
We do know.
Sí sabemos.
As long as we're lifting up Christ.
Con tal que levantemos a Cristo.
Recently we began to knock on doors again in Silver Spring.
Recién empezamos a tocar puertas en Silver Spring.
I've had the real privilege of working with Pastor Zeke Wharton over here.
He tenido el privilegio de obrar con el Pastor Zeke
Wharton.
Wharton.
And his church has been meeting with our church since last November.
Y su iglesia se reúne con nuestra iglesia desde el noviembre del año pasado.
And he's been preaching every other week.
Y él predica cada dos semanas.
And he's a good preacher.
Y es un buen predicador.
He's a very good preacher.
Muy buen predicador.
And you know what?
¿Y saben qué?
We decided to do a series on evangelism.
Decimos predicar o enseñar una serie acerca del evangelismo.
And we called it For the Love of God.
Y se llama Por el Amor de Dios.
It was a good series, 4 weeks.
Una buena serie de cuatro semanas.
We taught the congregation about winning souls.
Enseñamos a la congregación acerca de cómo ganar almas.
And I said, let's go back to the original Silver Spring neighborhood that we started the church in.
Y yo dije, vamos a volver al barrio original donde empezamos esta iglesia.
And we start, and we got T-shirts that say prayer team.
Y hicimos camisetas que dicen el
equipo de orar.
The prayer team.
Prayer team. There you go. And so it was really cool.
Entonces fue muy lindo.
Except mine was a little small.
La camiseta mía fue muy pequeña.
They sent a woman's double extra large, Pastor. What can I say?
Anyway, ellos me enviaron una camiseta doble X, pero de mujer.
So we've done it for 3 weeks.
Entonces hicimos por tres semanas.
On Saturday mornings.
Los sábados por la mañana.
And last Sunday we had two people come to church from our door knocking.
El domingo pasado dos personas asistieron de ese esfuerzo.
And so we have to keep looking forward to new things.
Pues tenemos que siempre mirar adelante a las cosas nuevas.
Good things.
Cosas buenas.
It's okay to do things that we've already done because they work.
Está bien hacer lo que hacíamos porque funciona.
But we don't want to get lost or stuck in our past.
Pero no queremos perdernos o estar atrapado en nuestro pasado.
If you've had failures.
Si ha tenido fracasos.
In ministry.
En el ministerio.
Don't see them as failures.
Que no los vean como fracasos.
See them as an opportunity to keep going.
Véanlos como oportunidades para seguir adelante.
To fight a new battle.
Para batallar una batalla nueva.
Or to open up a new front in the war.
O abrir una frontera nueva en la guerra.
And don't forget, there are forces of evil that want to gang up against you.
Y hay fuerzas de maldad que quieren resistirlo.
there's layers of demonic forces.
Hay niveles, capas de fuerzas demoníacas.
And you know, they're going to attack these people, right?
Y van a atacar a estas personas.
But they're going to attack you.
Pero van a atacarte a ti.
And sometimes it gets personal.
Y a veces es personal.
Sometimes they attack your relationships.
A veces atacan sus relaciones.
Between you and your friends.
Entre uno y sus amigos.
Between you and your spouse.
Entre uno y la esposa.
Between you and your kids.
Entre uno y los hijos.
Between you and your job.
Entre uno y su trabajo.
And sometimes you are such a mess.
Y a veces uno está ya en malas condiciones.
It's such a storm.
Es una tormenta.
Why did I ask Jesus to ask me to come?
¿Por qué pedí a Jesús que me llamara a ir?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Es tremendo.
But this is part of the faith.
Pero eso es parte de la fe.
It's part of having our eyes opened.
Parte de tener los ojos abiertos.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Es interesante, ¿cierto?
You know, the disciples, when they were with Tom, when they were in that room when Jesus came in.
Los discípulos quienes estaban con en esa sala cuando Jesús entró.
They were not feeling good about themselves.
No se sentían bien acerca de ellos mismos.
Until Jesus appeared.
Hasta que Jesús llegara.
And then everything changed.
Entonces, todo cambió.
And that's what I love about ministry.
Y eso es lo que me gusta acerca del ministerio.
Is that we can be there.
Podemos estar allá.
Just like doing our thing.
Haciendo lo que hacemos.
Not feeling bad and not feeling good necessarily.
No sintiéndonos bien, ni bien ni mal.
But then at a moment.
Pero en un momento.
It seems like the presence of Jesus is right there.
Parece que la presencia de Dios está ahí mismo.
And you think, well, it's just me.
Y uno piensa, eso solamente está sucediendo.
But it's not
en mí,
just you.
Pero no es solamente
it's
en uno.
Everybody.
Es todos.
And you know that it's real.
Y uno sabe que es real.
And then you got to go find Thomas.
Y entonces tiene que buscar a Tomás.
It's true, isn't it?
Es verdad.
It builds up your faith also.
Eso edifica la fe.
And I think that your faith has been built up this week, hasn't it?
Y creo que su fe está edificada.
Amen.
Esta semana.
Right? And maybe you weren't feeling good when you came here.
Quizás no se sintiera bien al llegar.
But you felt the presence of God.
Pero sentía la presencia de
Dios.
And
something changed.
Y algo cambió.
And now your faith is increasing.
Y ahora su fe aumenta.
And you know, don't worry about what you see when you leave here.
No se preocupe en cuanto a lo que va a ver al salir de aquí.
You know, our eyes have been opened.
Los ojos están abiertos.
But you know, the truth is, we don't see very much.
Pero la verdad es que no vemos mucho.
We can't see very far.
No podemos ver lejos.
You know, but we can do it.
Pero podemos hacerlo.
We can continue.
Podemos continuar.
As long as we continue to point towards Jesus.
Con tal que nosotros fijemos el enfoque en Jesús.
As long as we know that we can still walk forward without seeing.
Con tal que podamos seguir andando sin ver.
See, Thomas was asked to believe.
Tomás fue pedido que viera.
But he could not see.
Pero no pudo ver.
But what a great position that we are in.
Pero nosotros estamos en una gran posición.
Because as far as I know, none of us have seen Jesus.
Porque por lo que yo sepa, ninguno acá haya visto a Jesús.
In the way the disciples did.
Como lo veían los discípulos.
Yet we believe.
Pero aún creemos.
And blessed are we. Amen.
Y estamos bendecidos.
And let's close with this in Hebrews chapter 12.
Terminemos con Hebreos 12.
Verse 1.
Verso 1.
Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, don't forget, Thomas was encompassed with all the witnesses, the disciples that he knew.
Entonces dice en Hebreos 12:1, por tanto, nosotros también teniendo en derredor nuestro tan gran nube de testigos.
Lay aside every weight.
Entonces dice, despojémonos de todo peso.
All those things that are hindering you.
Todas esas cosas que nos
estorban. From moving forward in faith.
De movernos adelante por fe.
Forget about it.
Olvídense de eso.
Forget about it.
Olvídense.
Let Jesus be more real to you than the problems that you can see.
Permite que Jesús le sea más real que sus problemas.
Lay aside every weight and sin which so easily besets us.
Despojémonos de todo peso y del pecado que nos asedia.
You see, the writer of Hebrews knew.
El autor de Hebreos sabía.
He knew the human condition.
Sabía bien la condición humana.
He knew that we could be walking with Jesus yesterday but doubting him today.
Él sabía de que podemos ayer caminar con Jesús y hoy no.
It's the weakness of the flesh.
Es la debilidad de la carne.
We are that way. Sometimes we are humans.
Es así.
We are sinners.
Somos pecadores.
Thankfully saved by grace.
Y gracias a Dios salvos por su gracia.
But we have to know that it is not of our works.
Pero no es de nuestras obras.
It is of His works.
Es de sus obras.
Which we have to remember.
Y tenemos que acordarnos de
so
esto.
We lay it aside.
Pues nosotros nos despojamos.
And the writer says, let us run with patience.
Y que corramos con paciencia.
The race that is before you.
La carrera que tenemos por delante.
I don't know what's before you.
Yo no sé lo que está por delante de ti.
I don't even know what's before me.
Yo no sé lo que está delante de mí.
I have no idea.
Yo no tengo la menor idea.
Real faith is blind faith.
La fe real es fe ciega.
I don't know what is going to be in my future.
Yo no sé lo que estará en mi futuro.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yo no sé lo que va a suceder.
But I know this.
Pero esto sí sé.
That I'm going to run the race with patience.
Voy a correr la carrera con paciencia.
And I know that God has put it before me.
Y sé que Dios lo ha puesto delante de mí.
And in the middle of that race.
Y en medio de esa carrera.
I'm going to do the exact opposite of what Thomas did.
Voy a hacer lo contrario, lo opuesto de lo que hizo Tomás.
I'm going to look unto Jesus,
voy a mirar hacia Jesús,
who I cannot see,
a quien no puedo ver,
but I can see.
Pero sí lo puedo ver.
He's the author,
él es autor,
and he's the finisher of my faith,
de mi fe,
who did all of these things for us.
Quien hizo todas estas cosas por nosotros.
He endured the cross.
Sufrió la cruz.
And he did it for the joy of knowing us. I'm sorry. He did it for the joy of knowing that we would know him.
Y él lo hizo sabiendo de que nosotros lo conociéramos a él.
He despised the shame.
Él odiaba el oprobio.
And so if people say, oh, you have blind faith?
Si las personas dicen, tú tienes una fe ciega.
You say, yes, I do.
Decimos, ¿es cierto?
Yes, I do.
Sí, tengo fe ciega.
And I'm blessed because of it.
Y estoy bendecido a causa de
and
esto.
And for the joy of knowing that other people are going to know the Savior that I know.
Y por el gozo de saber de que otras personas van a conocer al Salvador a quien yo conozco.
I'm going to endure.
Voy a perseverar.
I'm going to move forward.
Voy a ir adelante.
I'm going to continue to lift up Christ.
Voy a continuar a levantar a Cristo.
And I'm going to praise him all the days of my life.
Y voy a alabarle todos los días de mi vida.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. If there's anyone listening today,
si hay alguien que está escuchando hoy,
that has never put their faith in Jesus,
que nunca ha puesto su fe en Jesús,
maybe you're on the road.
Quizás esté en el camino.
Maybe God's been speaking to you, but you haven't said yes yet.
Y Dios le está hablando, pero no le ha dicho sí todavía.
Or maybe today is the day.
O quizás hoy sea el día.
Say yes to Jesus.
Dile sí a Jesús.
Say, Jesus, I believe in you.
Dile, Jesús, creo en ti.
I want to receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
Quiero recibirte como mi Señor y Salvador.
I want to receive the gift of eternal life.
Quiero recibir el don de la vida eterna.
If you're believing today,
si estás creyendo hoy,
just raise your hand wherever you are.
Alza la mano.
Whether you're on the internet somewhere,
si estás mirándonos por el internet,
tell your wife you're believing.
Dile a tu esposa de que estás creyendo.
Tell someone.
Dile a alguien.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.